All right, here we go. MVP pick'em. Okay, I'm gonna name either two names or a name and the field. We all know how that works out, and we have to make the case for who we think has a better chance of winning the MVP. All right,
yep.
Whether it's the remainder of this season in the NFL or the upcoming seasons in the NBA, NHL, MLB, etc. All right, we'll start with the game tonight. Better chance of winning the MVP this year: Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson, and why?
I'm going to go with Kyler Murray because it seems like everybody in this process is looking for that guy, that second-year player that just takes off, and that's what he's done. It's just a new flavor of the month, and I think everybody's going to be heavily on board with that. Our guy Jesse Palmer said it at the beginning of the year. Hayes, you tried to steal his comments yesterday.
I didn't.
Word for word.
Everyone's saying the same thing. We're all stealing.
No. He was on Monday Morning Quarterback and said, by the way, I picked this in the beginning before the season started, and this is what I predicted would happen. Kyler Murray for me. Russ Wilson, it's like everybody, and by the way, it's situational when you trend up and when you trend down. Trending down in the middle of the season towards the end of it is not the right time to do it. We saw an MVP race, the Hart Trophy, with Taylor Hall. Right at the end of the season, the last 20 games, he trended through the roof, and everybody's like, there's your MVP. So whoever can close this out, the last quarter of the season, is going to be your winner. And I say it's Kyler Murray. Probably one of my best answers I've ever given on the
show. Yeah, that's quality analysis. It also is going to come down to the team. And why I would say Murray is because I don't think Seattle's very good outside of Russ and DK Metcalf. They got good pieces, Bobby Wagner, Jamal Adams. That defense, though, is awful. And I think Seattle might win tonight, but I think Arizona's going to win the division. You know, so if you win the division as a second-year quarterback, everything's going to be handed to Kyler Murray.
I would lean
Murray.
I'm with Murray just based on what you were saying as far as the flavor of the month. Everyone's kind of on him. Russell Wilson, everyone knows, and you're always looking past what you're taking for granted. And that's why I think Murray's going to get that
and
little extra love.
Nobody would feel bad about not giving him a vote because he's never had one.
Right, exactly. All right, moving on. The MVP pick'em. Who's got a better chance at this upcoming NBA season of winning the MVP? LeBron James or Kevin Durant?
I'm going Kevin Durant. You know what I think is what's going to go on in Brooklyn. Maybe they bring in Harden. They're even more dialed in. I think Kevin Durant's just one of those elite talents that you can't even compare it. It's just,
and he's got the story. It'll be the comeback story, right? If
no
he does
kidding.
It with a new
and trust
team.
Me, he'll make everyone aware of that. Guys in their own PR department love pumping the tires of themselves. But I love the talent. I love watching him play, and I think he's going to do it.
I'm going to go with LeBron. LeBron's made a lot of noise lately about him not being MVP. And you know him. He's a PR machine, and he loves talking about himself.
How many games is he going to play, though?
That's the only concern, is he may not play every game.
Yeah, you're right. And that,
he might
but
say, let's just make
him.
The playoffs here, and I'll get cooking in the playoffs. I don't care about anything else. I want to be rested. Let's just get some kind of lead here, and I'll coast the way through. So I don't even know if he's going to play enough games.
That's a great point. But that would be on LeBron. If LeBron chooses that he's going to play all the games and be a hero and show everyone how amazing of a specimen he is, he's going to push for that MVP. Because I honestly know they won the championship, and he was the MVP in the playoffs and was fantastic, but this is a guy that has a lot of pride, and he was pissed off. And he was doing the Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he was. He was rattled that Giannis won it. How dare you? Do you guys know who I am and what I'm doing? I agree with your logic, Noodles, if he plays every game.
If he plays, I don't think
he will. That's why I have to go with Durant, almost by default. I think if he played every game, I think LeBron is forcing the hand of people to give him one more swan song MVP before it's too late. You know, there's narratives on both sides. You can spell it out. Durant coming back after a year off, new team, brings him to the promised land. Easy narrative, easy vote. LeBron plays every single game after the craziest bubble run in his history. Maybe this is the last great year for him. Give it to him almost as a golden watch MVP scenario.
Right.
But I'm not convinced LeBron's going to play every game. So I think by default they'll go with Kevin Durant. MVP pick'em continues this upcoming NHL season. Better chance at winning the MVP: Austin Matthews or Leon Draisaitl?
I'm going to say Leon Draisaitl. He's already won one. That therefore he has the advantage. He knows how to put up the points. Everything. It's just that's the only advantage I'm giving him. He's done it before. Obviously, the market Austin Matthews plays in is very good, and if everyone gets on his train and he's spectacular, but I think once you won one, it's you're automatically going to be in the conversation because you're an MVP. Everyone's like, well, he's going to be there. So you've already got that one foot in the door. It's just like Pronger and Niedermeyer back in the day. Every year it was like automatic in the Norris conversation. So he's got his foot in the door, and once you're in there, I think he's got the advantage.
It's a great point, but here's something that I'll throw, which could throw a wrench into hurting Leon Draisaitl, and he wears number 97.
Yeah. Right,
no kidding.
And that's where if Draisaitl and McDavid have the exact same season, McDavid's getting it, right? Like that's just I believe that. I don't know. I could be wrong.
He's the top dog. He's the man.
Okay. Yep. So that could actually be counterproductive. If Austin Matthews gets 50 goals or, you know, prorated, has an amazing season, has that heart type of season, you know he's going to get pushed up by this market. There'll be a lot of noise for him to be in it. It'll be the first time we're just talking about Kyler Murray and him being the new guy, the shiny new toy. I would lean towards if they have both have amazing seasons, I think Matthews might get the nudge based on the McDavid factor too.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger factor than the market here. I actually think being in Toronto can hurt your case because anyone not in Toronto hates Toronto and won't vote for Toronto because they hate Toronto.
Yeah, and dialed in, man, and you're unbelievable, you'll get a lot of steam.
But you really have to be dialed in, though. Like really dialed.
Right.
Last year he was so dialed in. And he wasn't getting chatter for MVP. You'd get laughed out of the building if you brought his name up to be nominated, not win it. Look what he did last year. He was on pace for 60. He had an unbelievable year. His two-way game has drastically improved. He had a great year, and it's like, nah, come on, that's just Toronto hyping up their own. It's actually counterproductive, I think, being in Toronto. And I think there's a lot of voters who want to go out of their way to prove they're so objective in Toronto, especially the national media, who wouldn't vote for a Toronto guy because they live here and they don't want people to know that maybe they watch Leaf games more than anyone else.
Name names.
There's a few of them. There's too many.
Names.
No, but I'll say this, though, too.
Like,
But here's the thing, too, though. Like,
Ned
if they would have had a full season, if they would have had a full season, would he have gotten 100 points?
I think he would have been close. If he had 60 goals, though, Noodle, let's say he hit 60 and he had 94.
Right.
That's better than what Taylor Hall had.
No, you're right. But that was a.
But you can't have that because you're in Toronto. You'd be hyping up Toronto. And Terry,
name names.
Well, it's in general. I mean, and I understand why. If you're a national media object, maybe I'm sure it happens with national baseball media in New York. Don't want to talk about the Yankees all the time. You know, if you're national football media living in Dallas, you don't want to talk about the Cowboys. The Leafs are what they are. But I would say Matthews more because of what you said, Noodles, because I think if someone's going to get it in Edmonton, it's likely McDavid. All right, moving on here. Better chance at an MVP next season. MVP pick'em. Alex Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby.
I'm going to go Alex Ovechkin. I just think that he's still dynamic, man. He could still rip home. I don't know. It's you got to prorate it. You can't guess so many goals, but it would not shock me if he's the Rocket Richard winner next year.
No, that shouldn't shock anybody.
Maybe there's some, what does Pooley call it when there's a new coach, the bump and play?
There could be
a bump under Laviolette. He could be dialed in, and Ovi could be your Rocket Richard winner. The Caps could be the team of the East that everyone's feared once again, and there's your Hart Trophy winner. I hate to do that because I love Sid.
I'm on Sid because he's been under the radar for a couple of years.
That's where I'm going, Brian. I'm on Sid. Because he's sitting back and he's working. You know he's training right now.
Oh, yeah.
And you know he's sitting there saying, oh, let me see here. McDavid's been picked as the number one, or there's an argument now about McKinnon and McDavid. My name's, you know, not even in there. Where was he in those rankings and stuff like that?
Right.
People are
chip
starting
on the shoulder
to,
guy.
I think it's a statement chip on a shoulder. This guy has nothing to prove, but in his mind, there's almost like a little bit of Jordan. Like, he's going to find
that would be
something
to prove. That would be something to prove,
exactly.
Right? Like, he's not going to speak the way LeBron speaks, but I bet you he thinks the same way. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I've done?
Shortened season would help him, too.
I think it would. All right, here's McDavid. We've been waiting for him. MVP pick him. Better chance at an MVP this year, Connor McDavid or Nathan McKinnon?
I don't. I'm
97 for me.
The only thing that worries me, guys, is if McKinnon is in that Southwest division and he starts chewing these teams up. Like if Colorado gets to play Arizona and those three California teams.
Yep.
It's going to be point night every night for him.
It very well could. I don't think it matters who McDavid plays, though. It's point night. Like, that's the crazy thing about him is McKinnon's got a better overall game. Like, that has been established, and it's a fact. He's a better two-way player, uses his body better. He's a little bit bigger. But I just think McDavid is primed for just, like, I could see 105 points in 60 games. I mean, I wouldn't even be shocked the way he plays. And I think he could just put up such outlandish numbers. You're like, all right, I guess it's McDavid.
No, you're right. I just, that's my only I guess argument was that the quality of competition.
Yeah,
basically.
And that's a valid one for sure. If he's chewing up California, that's going to go a long way for Nate.
Right. I'm going to take Nathan McKinnon because the word is already out there, and it was visible, palpable through the poll of the TSN hockey analysts when they made their list of the best player. Who was number one? Answer
Nathan
that.
McKinnon. Yep.
Nathan McKinnon. So it's out there, and people, Brian, you're not familiar with this, when I say inside NHL circles
right.
are talking about these types of things. So it's on the mind of everybody watching the game that this is the new sheriff in town. So watch out.
I don't want to be in that circle. I'm a square guy anyway.
You never will
be. I'm a rectangle guy. I don't want to be in that circle.
You never will be. You never will be.
All right, team MVPs. Let's fire through these rapid fire.
Yeah.
Montreal, Carey Price or the field?
Carey Price all day long. No, I'll take Carey Price. He's the guy that, with rest, you put that guy in a shortened season where you only give him an allotted amount of games. That guy could be dialed in and just be dynamite every night. Carey Price, all day, every day.
I agree on Carey Price, but Jake Allen, if it's a condensed season, may take some of those starts.
Right.
And then you start looking at guys like Shea Weber and maybe a Nick Suzuki, you know, really pushes through, like some of these players that they're you know, I guess, looking for to get to the next level. So I'm going to play the field on that one.
Yeah, I'd go with Carey just because I don't see enough star power. You know, it's potentially there. Shea Weber definitely is. Weber would be in the conversation. But
right.
I would go Carey Price. All right, the Vancouver Canucks, better chance at an MVP. MVP pick him. Elias Pettersson or Quinn Hughes?
Pettersson, he's that good. I think he's a top five player in the National Hockey League, and he could easily win the Hart Trophy next year.
I think it's Hughes. He plays more. He plays in every situation. I think he's already the man out there. I think he is so good.
Yeah, and you know, if he, it depends.
Once
on
again,
who
he I'll
plays
circle
with.
Back to NHL circles. I'll go with Pettersson. Jamie, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll square back.
Jamie,
to
I mean, NHL circles love both these players. I'm going to say Hughes. I'm going to say Hughes, and I'll tell you why.
NHL circles.
It's such because.
A dumb thing. NHL circles.
NHL like, circles.
Who's in
but,
that?
You know, like,
anyway.
But, not I you. Think it's Hughes.
No,
not
I'm
you.
Not. Happily.
I think it's Hughes because Hughes gets a lot of play from the back end, and he's going to even just be another more year experience, and he may play with that Nate Schmidt, who's a really good skater.
Right.
Going to help him out as well.
Okay, we'll
I'm
come back.
I'm smelling a new segment coming up. NHL circles or squares?
I like that one a lot. Circles or squares is a great, great
yes.
question.
I love that.